Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Look, one of the cruelest things you can do to an Englishman is tear him away from the football when his team is leading Germany. But we cross to the US now, where pundits are still waiting for the Southern District of New York to move on the Trump organisation. And joining me now from Washington, as we tear him away from the 2-0 scoreline at the moment, is Simon Marks. I'm sorry, Simon. Morena.
Morena, Nathan. They should stop now, don't you think?
Yeah, they do. Stop the count. There we go. Hey, before we touch on the former president, breaking news this morning out of LA, I see where the health department has reinstated an indoor mask mandate. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's not a mandate. It's a strong recommendation that is being given to people in Los Angeles. But, you know, this is a country where you can't really mandate anybody to do anything. And if you could, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in with regard to COVID-19. This relates, of course, to the spread of the Delta variant here in the United States. Cases surging in Los Angeles County, and as a result of that, residents are being told, put your face mask back on indoors, especially if you're in a place where you don't know whether there might be people around you who are unvaccinated. So that includes supermarkets, shopping malls, restaurants, maybe even your office building as well. And this is a 180-degree U-turn that is redolent of the warning that the World Health Organization issued over the weekend about the Delta variant. It's also being reported here that at the Centers for Disease Control down in Atlanta, they are contemplating reassessing the guidance that they gave Americans just about a month ago, when you'll remember that President Biden told Americans who are fully vaccinated, throw your face masks away. Well, they may well find themselves having to fish them out of the waste paper basket, because there may be a U-turn coming from the CDC.
Wow. And again, just before we get to the former president, what's the latest out of Miami with the collapse of that apartment building, Simon?
Well, it's a very, very grim situation as the search and rescue operations continue there. They are officially still search and rescue operations. The death toll officially stands at 11, but with 150 people still unaccounted for, with every hour the chance of finding anyone else alive in the rubble clearly is receding. And there are massive questions now about structural deficiencies in the building that were noted in one engineering inspection back in 2018, and also about the revelation that as recently as April, the homeowners association in the building told its residents that they were going to need between them to come up with $15 million to pay for structural repairs to the building. So a grand jury has been impaneled to begin investigating all of this. Definitely possible that criminal charges will follow. All of that, of course, taking a backseat to the search for any possible survivors. And President Biden will be visiting the scene. The White House announced a short while ago he'll be doing that on Thursday in Florida.
Mm. What is the latest in this pending legal case against the Trump organization, Simon?
Well, we're all waiting to see, will they or won't they file charges against Donald Trump's business empire? I mean, the indication from prosecutors last week was that charges could be filed as soon as this week. There were last-ditch meetings yesterday between prosecutors and Trump Organization lawyers, the Trump team obviously trying to head off criminal prosecution. These indictments are not going to target Donald Trump personally. If they come, they are widely reported to be focused on the CFO of his company, Alan Weisselberg. And it seems that prosecutors are basically trying to pressure him to turn against Donald Trump and provide prosecutors with evidence against others within the Trump empire as to some of the precise financial arrangements that exist behind the closed doors of Trump Tower. But we still don't know if these indictments are coming. Certainly, the former president seems very energized about all of this, issuing a whole raft of regular statements describing all of this as part and parcel of the greatest witch hunt in American history. Remember, he thundered yesterday, if they do this to me, they can do it to anyone.
Ah. From Washington, here's Simon Marks. Now we're going to let him go back to the football. Thank you.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.